I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, okay, let's see what we can make out of this one.
Okay, fine.
What
let's
do you
do
say?
It.
What do you say? Hello, my lovelies.
Hello, it's, gorgeous.
Monday, the 19th of May. I may stick with that. That may be the new greeting. I like it. Hello, my lovelies.
I love it.
This felt like it. Today, the 19th day of May already. Good Lord. We were talking about this spring, like spring is over.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend, this weekend, the start of summer.
Yeah.
Kids are out of school. Kids are graduating.
Listen, I was with my band, and my saxophone player's wife is a school teacher, a high school teacher.
Yeah.
She said, two more days, and then I'm out. And I was like, oh, my God.
Two more days.
Two more days.
elementary kids, five in CCSD, but who knows? You know what? They're just letting them out. It's kind of like an EDC.
It's true.
They're just turning them loose out into the world and just going. So funny this morning. So I go, I'm pulling off the 215 because that's smart. There's a lot of folks that are smart that'll bust out of it and they'll take the 215 around to avoid the craziness of the 15 and the spaghetti bowl. That's the smart kids who've done EDC before. They're not new to this.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they can come around on the 215, then hit the 15 and head back to California. Go.
Yeah.
So I pull off at Buffalo, which is treacherous on a lot of days. I don't know why. Like all the crazies congregate on the Buffalo exit when you're going eastbound.
Sure.
And this dude like literally pulls off the freeway and slams on his brakes. Like almost stops on the off ramp. Dude behind me almost hits me. I'm already kind of keeping an eye on this guy because he looks, I don't know, something told me.
Yeah.
Something told me. I've been on the lookout. Cause you know, I don't know if you hear, but you know, some people do a little drugs at EDC.
Never heard of that.
Never.
Occasionally.
I don't know if you're aware. I breaking news. And I'm thinking, whoa, awesome. I get to see my first EDC person, you know, tripping balls trying to drive home.
Yeah.
No, it's some dude going, he's wearing a construction shirt. He's going to work. He just sucks at driving.
Okay. That's all.
And I think he was a bit lost.
And that is fair.
Which I don't know.
He is a construction worker, so he should know his way around.
But. Well, he ended up going into the giant Costco construction site, which you can see from space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not hard. It's not hard to figure that one. Not hard to figure that one out. They're like, oh, geez, I don't know where they said Buffalo. I don't see it. You don't?
Yeah.
Like, honest to God. But he was stopped in the middle of the offering.
Oh, God.
The moral of the story is, watch out for the EDC people. This is going to seriously leave early. today, if you're coming from the North End, if you're coming from the North End and coming in into the, just leave early.
You know what?
Go now.
I will say I was very surprised I left early. I got in the, I take the 15 South and then the 215. There's never been less traffic. Nobody. I was like, oh my God, I'm the only one on the road.
Well, the Monday morning commute is usually a little soft anyway, I've noticed, especially since COVID. So the last, literally the last 5 years, Monday mornings have been quiet. Tuesday's the busiest day. Mondays and Fridays are kind of quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Early. I don't know what, 7:30, I think it's kind of all crapshoot anyway. Today'll just be worse.
Great.
Because EDC, and they finally got decent weather, you know, the last 12 hours.
Oh, I know. It was beautiful
yesterday. So they don't want to go.
Yeah, we understand.
Well, or last night.
We get it, but get out.
Amen, sissy. We'll try to make it as smooth as we possibly can. Monday morning, first pick coming up in just a minute. Think about it. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We'll ask in a moment.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Just had a great idea from Adrian. We're going to turn this into a relationship rehab later.
Let's do it.
So this is one of those weeks. My wife's up at the farm in Washington, and I'm ping-ponging back and forth. You know, it's a good time of the year to be up there, though it's raining. It's raining like crazy.
Oh, is it?
But I came back. I came here because Magic of Variety tonight at Composer's Room over on East Sahara in the old Lotus of Siam.
Yeah, totally.
In that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tonight, a big fundraiser for Variety, the children's charity. One of the best collections of magicians all in one place.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In literally the last decade. So I'm back for that. And then I've got stuff. Then I've got stuff at the end of the week, Aces opening night and all of that.
Yeah.
And so we were going to have a friend and then I was going to spend some time up at the farm with my wife.
Yeah.
Just because we got stuff to do.
Sure.
Farm stuff. And our friend was supposed to feed our cats and she just didn't show up.
Uh-oh. Did you call her? Did you get a hold of her and ask her what's up?
Well, no.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, okay, they're doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really something? You know, cats are fine. They're cats.
Yeah, but she said she was going to feed them and she just didn't show up.
Yesterday afternoon.
And have you heard from her since?
We left Friday.
Dang.
Yeah. And they're fine. They had dry food. They got water. We got one of them litter robots.
Yeah, but not the point.
Like, I don't have a new car because we got a litter robot.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, can the robot feed them too since your friend didn't come?
I love my truck. Well, we've started looking online for something. Okay, but do the cats need wet food? No. You know, do they? No.
Yeah, but not the point.
But even just like it's nice to have somebody go in the house.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's nice to have somebody go in and pet the cats.
Yes.
For a minute and just show them that they're not alone.
Yeah, and also you just said you were going to, so you should.
So how far does this go? How far do we take this? So that's relationship rehab for later on today. First pick's much easier. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We'll get to it right after this.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
How that Benson Boone song ends, huh? I'm just kidding. Actually, Michaela and I were talking about something else, and then I went, oh, look at that. Song's over. How about that? First pick at 702-364-9898. Is it Marianne?
Yes.
Adrian? Marianne's the one, the chosen one, the official one?
Yeah.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Are you coming home from EDC?
No, I
I'm actually driving to work, and I'm hearing about the traffic situation.
Brutal. Are you in Centennial Hills right now?
Yes, but I'm crossing 95 right now. I work on the east side.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, hurry. Go before they catch you. Go before it gets... Yeah, you might just make it if you go now. So what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
It's the Katy Perry concert, guys, that I actually won the ticket from you guys.
Are you the one that sent the... Are you the one that did the post? Are you the...
No, I haven't posted it. I forgot to tag you guys on my Insta.
Oh, there were other people that were... There were other people that were tagging us in their pictures from Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time too. Because you know what? Everybody's bagging on Katy Perry right now.
Listen.
Everybody's giving her a really, really hard time, and to the point of where it's like, okay, enough already.
Yeah, I'm over it. She came into Delilah actually this weekend, and she was in the private room, and she was so... Can I just say she was so lovely? Her friends were so lovely, and I don't like that either. It's getting to the point of bullying. Leave Katy alone.
And I'm going to say, it's one of the greatest concerts that I ever watched.
See?
She's a performer.
Yeah. See?
She is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Everybody's talking about how Resorts World doesn't want to have her back. Well, they were paying her almost $1 million a show.
Yeah.
Who can afford that?
Not Resorts World.
Yeah. Much love to Resorts World, but it feels like you guys have made a few... not the greatest of decisions.
Yeah, I don't know if blaming on Katy Perry's the move.
Right. I don't think that's the deal. I don't think that's it. That's good. Well, have a great day. Drive safe. Thank you, Marianne.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Adrian, if you had to call it, what's the absolute best part of your weekend?
Got to binge Andor, which is on Disney Plus. It was the season finale over the week, so I could watch the entire season at once. And it was fantastic.
That's nice. And just to chill out.
Yes, 100%.
Have a beverage and, all of those things.
Yeah.
Michaela, absolute best part of your weekend?
My band and I got a cabana at Fountain Blue yesterday. So they came with their wives. We got to hang out, sit by the pool. It was so nice. We just, vibed out. It was gorgeous outside. And it was nice.
No, that is good.
Yeah,
good for the mind and the body.
Absolutely. Yeah, my band are good boys, so it was nice hanging with them.
Similarly, Saturday night, it's really funny. This kid that I went to school with, they were a couple of years behind me. This one guy that I'm really good friends with, his best friend from high school owned the pizza joint in our little town in Monroe, Washington, the hometown of Benson Boone. And so Gino's Pizza, not the frozen one, but but Gino's Pizza. And everybody, this kid, we called him Pizza because his family owned the thing.
Yeah.
So we all decided to meet up at their bar on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And it turned into a mini reunion mixed in with small town bar in a pizza place karaoke night.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that you're imagining that is, the smoke, the smells, the old people drinking Jim Beam on the rocks in the little tiny glasses. Uh-huh. The whole thing is, it's everything you think.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
I looked at my wife at one point and I went, this may be one of the more bizarre circumstances I've ever walked into in the best possible of ways.
Yeah.
How fun. Yeah, just wild. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're going to have an even better Monday. Thank you for starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day for a Monday brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Okay, on the one hand, you got Animal Foundation, which is stuffed. There's 1,000 dogs that they need to have adopted.
I saw
that. People reaching out to me all weekend.
Were they? I'm sure.
We gotta do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Do something.
Go get a dog.
Yeah.
I wish, what was fun was one of my friends was like, I wish that, all the senior centers, they don't want them dogs. And you don't think that if you thought of it, oh trust God, and believe, yeah. if you've thought of it, they've
it's
thought of
thought
it.
It's been thought about.
Yeah, I wish we could send them to other states that need dogs. No, they have the same problem.
Yeah.
And then there's this. An animal sanctuary in Western Canada recently took in a 300-pound pig named Truffles. Truffles has already got a buddy. He's become best friends with a chicken named Little Red.
Oh, God.
And Little Red likes to ride around on Truffles' back.
Oh, my God.
Little chicken, 300-pound pig. Yep.
I love it.
Truffles seems to like it. Everybody says that they're inseparable.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is so sweet. And speaking of which, so 10-year-old Andre Howard III protected his sister. Plane crash, big explosion. Mm-hmm. Andre immediately covers his sister. He's 10. Covers his sister with his body. Remember this? And then a piece of metal from the crash hit him in his head.
Yeah.
Pierced his skull. Remember he said, I just saw a big fire. My dad told me to protect my little sister, and I jumped on her.
Sweet baby. That's right.
They told Andre that he probably was never going to walk again. Well, guess what? Late last week, Thursday, Andre has relearned how to walk.
Oh, my God.
And may very well fully develop full motor skills.
Oh, that makes me emotional a little bit.
It should.
What a good baby boy.
It's amazing.
Wow.
The news, of course, covered it in Philadelphia. He says, I think it's the new me.
Oh, my God. Chet.
So. Yeah, when you're going to put in your solid C-plus effort today on a Monday. Think about that.
Yeah.
Nah, go get them. Have a great week, man. Start now. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hello, my lovelies. See, I like it.
I
think it's going to become a thing. I think it's a thing now.
Good.
Moving forward, it's a thing. Hello, my lovelies. It's Tuesday. No, Monday. Wait, slow down. Monday the 19th, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And listen, I like to believe that our people... Mm-hmm. are not caught up in the EDC traffic.
No.
I'd like to believe. Although we did talk about it talked about it on Friday.
Yeah.
Tried to give you the heads, tried to remind you. I also know that I couldn't tell you one thing that I said on Friday morning. I couldn't, you know what I mean? Like on Friday,
me and you both.
It's a long time
ago. Dude, I feel like that too. I know. These days just go by, they're long.
I had that. I saw a buddy of mine twice this week. Some Friday night, saw him on Saturday as well. And it was great. We were having a conversation about something that we had talked about. I was like, yeah, when was that? When did I see you? He's like, yesterday.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm, I feel that deeply.
Wait, did you say that Katy Perry came to see you sing? This weekend?
I didn't say she came to see me sing, although in my mind she did. No, she came to Delilah the night that I was singing. But
I got to be honest, that to me, that she came to see
you. You know
that's
what,
the story
Chet,
I'm going with.
And that's why you're my guy. You're
yeah.
right.
No, I'm building
she
that up.
She sure came. Did.
I, listen, it's my belief. It's my belief that people are, they're going, where should we go? What should we do? And then they see the marketing, Michaela Gordon.
Oh.
Delilah. And they go, let's go check that out.
Oh my God.
That in my world, that's how that works.
And that's why you and I love each other.
Or they go, where do you think we should go? Like Katie's people. And mm-hmm. they're like, where, you know, Katie wants to go out. Where should we go?
Yeah.
And they go, Michaela's singing at Delilah. In fact, go now. Go now because she's going to be off the stage in 20 minutes. You got to go now.
Yeah, you better get there right now.
Don't F this up.
That's right, Chet.
Don't miss out.
Yeah, okay. You guys heard that?
No, that's how I believe it works.
Thank you. And I'm going to keep that in my pocket. However, the truth is...
You don't have any pockets in those gowns.
I know. In my Spanx. I wish, but she did come in, and I know this is like not a cool thing, not a flex at all. Her songwriters that she's now best friends with 20 years ago were just kids I knew from LA.
Sure.
So I saw them there. I went, I gave them a kiss, hello. I saw her for a quick second. She was so nice, so lovely. And I thought she was having a nice time. It was really great. It was
Is that
really
why you're
cool.
being so nice to her this morning?
Yeah.
That's why. I get it.
Because she's probably
Politics.
Slow down.
Politics.
Stop it.
That's what I'm here for. Man of the people.
Stop
well,
it.
Much
you
like
guys are pushing agendas and relationships.
Every pot stirrer always says, I'm the voice of the people.
Voice of the voiceless.
They always
that's right. Modern day CM Punk. That's right. Me.
Well, you guys,
you're the truth teller.
Yeah. Much like she came to see me specifically at Delilah, she's probably listening to the show right now. So we just want her to know.
You're the jerk in the comments right now. You're that guy.
Okay.
Oh, I just tell it how it is. If you can't handle it.
If you can't handle it,
there's always
get
that
out of the
one.
Kitchen.
Yeah, there's always that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to. I'm just telling it how it is. No, you're a jerk. Sometimes you don't gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this case, though, it's
I'm just trying to hold you guys accountable.
Thanks a lot.
Because, you know, Katy Perry, there's been some negative news, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And Kayla's like, no, she's been fantastic because I saw her this weekend. And I'm like, well, hold on.
Well, yeah, but maybe to be that fair, doesn't. Okay, but to me, you know why also? Because she put this post out and she was like, she saw all these people in her audience. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so happy you guys are here. For a moment, I felt like the most hated woman on the internet.
She was.
And she was, but because
and,
she said
and with
she
decent
was,
reason.
I know, but I kind of felt bad for her.
Sure. No, she just kept stepping in it.
Yeah.
And I, here's the other thing, and I get this, and I do this. I do this more than anybody. You come across them, they treat you well, and you go, oh, because all of a sudden they're human.
Human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're human now. Now they're a person, and they treated you well, and so you can't just keep kicking them in the junk. You know what I mean? Because that's not cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, geez, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, she was nice.
Okay. Yeah, she was nice to you. And that's all, and that's good. That's how you should act.
Yeah.
We're also, and you know this, Adrian, we're also in favor of a good zig while everybody else is.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Everybody else going one way. We'll go, no, this path. We like this path over here. Might be a little tougher.
Yeah, but we like it.
But we'll do it.
Together.
We don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
With everybody. Speaking of a difficult path. Were we speaking of a difficult path? I don't know.
We don't know.
But Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel looking for win number 5. Wagon Wheel, if Brooke can win today, not only does she retire as a 5-time champion, but Brooke will move Wagon Wheel into a tie for 5th place overall on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown and will become just the 6th community to be in double figures.
Oof.
Yeah.
They'll Let's
be tied. They'll be tied with Centennial Hills right now. Wagon Wheel tied with Rhodes Ranch at 9, Centennial Hills with 10, Best of the West in 4th with 13 wins, Aliante in 3rd with 14 wins, Silverado Ranch in 2nd, 15 wins, and Sunrise Manor,
the City of Champions,
way out in front with 22 wins overall.
Let's go.
You know what? Let's just go right now. You're right, Michaela. Let's go. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Your choice, I think. Your choice. If you're the new champion, it should be champion's choice. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like this.
On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, we have either 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of that new from the world of John Wick, Ballerina. I can't freaking wait. Oh my God. We've got an advanced screening of that on Monday, June 2nd, which oddly enough is like 2 weeks from now.
Mm-mm.
Or 4 Fandango codes to go see the live action Lilo and Stitch, courtesy of Allied Global Marketing, which I'm not quite sure yet if I'm freaked out by that or not.
Yeah.
It weirds me out a little bit.
Does
live
it?
Action Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be fun.
Weirds me. Yeah. Knowing if you love Lilo and Stitch, yeah. This is great for you.
I love it.
Champion's choice for caller number 25. If you're today's winner on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, 702-364-9898. 9898. Call now and good luck.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh no, that's the wrong one. How about that one? That one's probably better. Is that, no? Go? All right, good. Sorry, I was hitting 177 second survey music for no apparent reason.
Yeah, just that's warming okay. up. It's coming up. No, you're warming up for it.
Yeah,
we would have supported you in that.
All of a sudden, it just became a Monday. I was like, oh, what happened? I don't even know. Hey, can I plug something really quick?
Yeah.
Of course. Do you mind? Really quick?
No.
Tonight, the magic of Variety. Variety, the children's charity. One of the biggest collections of magicians that this town has ever seen in quite a while. Mac King, Mike Hammer.
Love Mike Hammer.
I know, and I love Mac King.
Yeah.
And our buddy Lefty.
Oh, so fun.
Lefty's there along with a ton of other folks. Also, just the other day, and this deserves a mention, David Copperfield is sending over a big swag bag for us to raffle off with a bunch of his cool stuff.
Oh, cool. That's
awesome. And he's sending a check for $5,000. We're trying to raise money for adaptive bikes for disabled kids. And it's really funny. We were talking about it on TV the other day. And so the person who was interviewing, it was Jason Feinberg, I can say.
Yeah.
Feinberg was like, oh, that'll be great for the kids. It'll be, you know, it'll be really fun for the kids. We were like, no, these aren't bikes for fun. These are bikes to get around. It's like so that these kids can actually move through the world.
Have some independence.
Ordinarily, or just be able to do stuff on their, independent.
That's incredible.
Like you said, independence.
It's okay. It's all right, babe. It's Monday.
Listen, apparently,
that's but I'm so happy you said that because I actually did think that it was for fun. So I love that.
No, these things really are about great. We found out that if we buy them in bulk, we can get them for like $3,500 a piece.
Nice.
So in theory, we'd like to get enough that we could buy like 12 of them tonight.
Wow.
So this thing, varietysn.org for tickets. Tickets are like $60, but there's food involved, and it's cheap. Because there's like, literally, there's like 10 magicians.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
That are so great, too.
Again, varietysn.org. And I'll put it on my socials, a flyer with a QR code. Tonight at Composer's Room, which is over there on East Sahara.
Great room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. Our buddy Damian Costa is helping with that.
We love him.
Pompeii Entertainment and all of that. He runs Jimmy Kimmel's comedy club and a bunch of other stuff in town.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we know that Brooke Sutherland from Wagon Wheel is our champion. Hello, Brookie. How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
Really great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Sandra Garcia representing North Las Vegas.
Right on. Sandra, you ready for this?
Yes.
Brooke has been a bit of a buzzsaw. She seems sweet, but she is she's a ninja assassin.
Beast.
She will cut you and you didn't even know you got cut. first 1 to 3 is the winner. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call your name, because you may think that you got in first, but you may not have. And what am I doing today?
It's okay.
As far as the button pushing. And your quizmaster is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon. Now, I don't know why I'm pushing all the buttons.
This legendary entertainer will be back at Resorts World this week and will perform songs like That's the Way Love Goes and It's All for You. What's her name?
Oh, God, I feel old all of a sudden.
I know, same.
2, 1, nothing? No, really? Nothing?
Come on, gals.
Oh.
Well, shut up, Demi.
That's Janet Jackson.
Kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Man.
I was debating putting in who her brothers were, and I was like, no, it'll give it away.
No.
Sorry, gals.
No, you did good. Champion, 0. Challenger, 0. Stupid radio host that can't stop pushing all the wrong buttons, but can answer the questions.
Point 1.
Amid
rumors that this singing icon is not in great condition, the former Caesars Palace resident headliner has been in Vegas all weekend and says she feels so great that her heart and her show must go on.
Brooke.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, Brooke. Of course, my heart will go on.
Yeah, dude.
Of course. Champion, 1. Challenger, 0. Dumb radio host, 1.
This A-list actor says he'll be making movies well into his hundreds and is proud of his Mission Impossible legacy and even thinks...
Here she goes. Here she goes, Sandra.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Brooke.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. He's going to make movies till he's 100?
Hundreds.
Oh, yeah, that Scientology stuff.
That's
he knows
right.
Something we don't.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee.
He'll be here.
You know what?
I don't question it.
Don't count him out. Don't count him out. Champion 2, Sandra, we got to go. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Okay.
You know, Sandra, we got to. It's down to it.
Motocross legend Carrie Hart is apologizing to his wife after being hospitalized again on a bike injury, but said with all the acrobatic work she does during her concerts.
Brooke
for the win and to become a 5-time champion. Yes, now answer.
Is it pink?
Game over. Look at that. Woo! There she goes again.
Wow. Way to go, Brookie.
Wow. And after going a long time, Sandra, thanks. There's nothing to say.
Yeah. Good job,
just,
Sandra.
Who knew?
That was wrong.
Well done. Have a good week. Don't feel bad about this.
Call again.
We'll see. We don't feel bad about it. We're just like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Sandra.
We know how it goes.
Yeah, she's like, I'm out.
Bye.
I'm out. After a long stretch where we did not have a 5-time champion, we've now had 2 in a row. Ladies and gentlemen, Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel becomes our 19th 5-time champion, joining Laura Murata of Sunrise, Kathleen Robinson of Hendertucky, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheel, Sandy Bozek of Rhodes Ranch, Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Miley Kellogg of Southern Highlands, outside the gates, Parisa Soleimani of the Southwest, Susanna Medellin of Inspirata, Andrea Cano, a 5-time champion from Best of the West, Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge, Charlene Casagna of Sunrise Manor, Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch, and Karina Vasquez of Sunrise Manor also. Now add to that list Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel as a five-time champion. Well done.
Way to go,
well
Brooke.
Thank you.
Also, Wagon Wheel moves into a tie for fifth place, the sixth community overall to get into double figures with their 10th overall win.
Wow.
It's a momentous day. A momentous
day. Wagon Wheel.
Wow.
And one other thing. Will you choose four reserved seats to our advanced screening of the Ballerina movie from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, or four Fandango codes to go see Lilo and Stitch whenever the hell you want?
That's a simple one. It's Lilo and Stitch all the way.
Lilo and Stitch all the way. There we go. We now say goodbye and farewell until we speak again. Five-time champion, Brooke Sutherland, Wagon Wheel. Tomorrow, two brand new challengers on Michaela's Hometown Throw. Did y'all see the thing with Lose Yourself from Eminem where they take the clips of 187 different movie clips and do the whole Lose Yourself?
It was incredible.
It's worth the watch.
No way.
It's to Michaela.
Goosebumps, man.
Michaela, it's worth it. I know. I kind of glossed over it. Like, okay, yeah, great. I know what it looks like when you do movie clips. No, it's that good.
No, it's epic.
It's worth it.
Okay.
And a great way to kill 4 minutes on a Monday. You know what I'm saying? When you're at work and you're like, I just need a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm going to lose myself.
Oh, 170.
Stop. Stop. I know. I know that you hate when I do that.
No.
Because it doesn't really land.
No, it's fine.
Well, I hate when I do that.
Yeah,
so just...
no, it's ponderful.
Stop.
Yeah.
I know what you did there.
No, I don't hate it.
Need both of you guys to walk out. 5 minute warnings.
Chet, let's go.
Take a lap around the building.
Both of you.
Chet, what did I do? Chet's too early for our puns.
5 minutes.
No, yeah. Not our puns, my love. No. My friend, I support.
Look at that support.
I support. I'm trying to be supportive. I
wanted
incredible. To make sure I heard
I'm
it twice.
I'm embarrassed. You're a good guy. I'm like, Michaela, just.
I'm just gonna go lose myself.
I'm just gonna get so funny, Michaela. It's a good one. Shut up.
It's good. You know what? Little low hanging fruit on Monday.
I know.
That's sweet.
We're better than
sweet
this.
Sweet to the taste. It's good.
It's all those furry bikinis I saw. They have me all distracted.
You really do. Is next year the year that you'll go to EDC?
Yes. I swear to
You've
God,
decided.
I told Lisa, my partner. Next year, we're going to EDC.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I do want to go. Great. I said,
how is she
be
not
there.
Working?
She wasn't working because, honestly, we didn't know what was happening with my family. So we didn't want to commit to anything because, unfortunately, she's my dad's favorite.
Sure, sure.
And it really actually pisses me off.
Oh, like favorite, like more than
Child.
Your favorite.
Oh, got yeah. It. She's number one in his eyes.
Got it.
So we wanted to be there for my family. So she kind of said no to some gigs next year. I think she'll be on. And so we'll go.
Yeah, I mean, the EDC would be perfect for her.
I know. You know, though, also, she's a hip-hop DJ. She's not such a big house girl. So that sometimes plays
that.
A part. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you guys actually have a lot in common, both two hip-hop icons.
We're both gay female
exactly.
hip-hop DJs.
You know it. You know.
Speaking
it,
of low-hanging fruit.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, Adrian, who's on the phone?
That'll be Lindsay Presswood from The Willows.
The Willows, my neighbors.
Oh.
My neighbors on Town Center, where people drive too fast. And I'm not being the old guy. I'm not being the cranky old guy. It's true. There's a lot of straight to Town Center on the south end of it.
Mm-hmm.
People do like a million miles an hour.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
I've never heard of The Willows.
Yeah.
Nice. New geography lesson every
yeah,
day.
They're right next to the gardens. And, which you know, good, not great. Right, Linz?
I love it. We love The Willows.
No, we love it, and we love the gardens. But I'm just saying, that's because we're not fancy. We're not fancy, but we're next to the fancy. So we get all the advantages of the fancy.
I love that.
But we still get to not be fancy. Know what I'm saying?
Fabulous.
Exactly.
Right? We can go to Lestrega.
Fancy without the responsibility.
Location.
We can go to Lestrega, just like those people in the Ridges.
Yeah.
But we don't got to pay Ridges. We don't got to pay Ridges prices.
Sounds like you're winning.
Know what I'm saying? 177 second survey starts now. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? If you can be specific, please.
The best part of my weekend was hanging by the pool. I got a little bit of pool time in, and my son had a hockey game last night, so that's always great.
Fun. Well,
that's fun. Like an adult friend playing beer league?
No, my son, my 14-year-old son.
Oh, the kid. Oh, okay. Oh, your son. I thought you said your friend. Sorry. Well, he'll be playing beer league soon enough.
You know, yes.
Time goes by fast. Don't blink, that they always say. Okay, so you've got a 14-year-old. If he's scrolling on TikTok at 10 p.m. and an alert comes up in his For You feed that offers a guided meditation to help him fall asleep, do you think he's doing that?
I don't think he's doing it, but I think he should be doing it. I love the idea.
Apparently. Oh, go ahead.
I think my fiance needs the same thing. I feel like I'll wake up at 11:30 or 12. I've been asleep for hours, and my fiance is still scrolling or playing video games.
Yeah. I feel that.
It's a problem.
Uh-huh. I feel that, too. Sometimes my phone will give me, like, a brown noise. It'll stop to give me, like, a brown noise. And a white noise, which I still don't know the difference between any of those. But I like it. I do it for 20 seconds.
Brown noise seems inappropriate.
Mm-mm.
Brown noise. We're not allowed to make those noises on the air. Did you know that? It's an FCC violation.
Really?
Yeah, if you go, yeah, then they don't like it.
Oh.
In that context.
That noise you just made?
In that context.
Uh-huh. Good, I'll scroll past it.
So these guys, the parent company of TikTok, say that they tested this feature with a handful of teenagers earlier this year, and only 2% turned the feature off, which, what a shock. Teenagers still lying about their social media usage.
True.
That's ridiculous. What is something, now this may be tough to come up with off the top of your head, and I'll give you some examples. What is something that you tried once and you knew that it wasn't for you? For me, for example, either skiing or snowboarding. And I like cold. I like snow.
Mm-hmm. So
I am not good at either skiing or snowboarding. I'm done. I would love to go hang out in the lodge, throw some corned beef in the crock pot.
Vibe out.
You know, have a hot drink. But as far as the activity, no thank you. What's something that you tried once?
I love the lodge.
Okay.
The lodge is the best part for me, but I do love to ski and snowboard, so I like it all. That I've tried once and I'll never do, a hot workout class.
That was one of them.
I understand.
I want, like, the air conditioning and the fan and the misters and everything cold on me. I don't want to sweat.
Yeah, I got a little lightheaded last time I did it. It was rough. I won't do it again.
And according to, where did this come from? Reddit? Yep. Apparently it's quite gassy in there. And the humidity doesn't help.
I believe it.
There's a lot of talk of that.
Yeah,
in this survey. Sorry, that's my bad.
Brown noise.
Michaela, something you tried once and you'll never do it again?
Men.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you rip me up now?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hello, my lovelies. It's 8 o'clock, 8:05, Monday, the 19th day of May. No, that's the new thing.
I like it.
Yeah, mark it down. Monday, May 19th, 2025. Hello, my lovelies became the new catchphrase.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of, she's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Congratulations, A, to everybody who graduated from UNLV over the weekend.
Yes.
Right? And I know the high school graduations are going to start soon. I gotta get on that because I don't have somewhere I know there's a list. I gotta organize it.
Yeah.
I think it's easily Googleable.
What is it?
Easily Googleable? Is that not a word? That's a word to me.
I think it's a word. It's just a funny. Googleable.
Googleable.
Googleable. It's Googleable.
Michaela Gordon. She is Googleable.
Yeah. Googleable. So it just sounds crazy saying it out loud. It's a word, I think.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just into
If you're
it.
Able to Google it, it is Googleable. I just invent something and I didn't know?
It's Merriam-Webster have confirmed.
Is it?
It's a word.
What?
Googleable.
Googleable?
Means information that is readily found and verifiable by a search engine like Google.
No, you didn't. Chep Buchanan did. Merriam, don't try to take credit
for this. No, I'm cool with it.
You going up against Webster?
I don't need
it. Listen, Webster.
Webster's got
goons. I don't need the clout.
Mm-mm. No, you didn't do that. Chep Buchanan did, but.
I don't need the flex.
It's okay.
That is the flex. Google me.
Yes.
Somebody said that the other day. You can Google me. Yeah, suppose I could. I tell people that all the time, though. I go, I'm not that hard to find.
Yeah.
If you need to get a hold of me. People end up with my phone number, and that part I don't.
Okay, that's.
I don't understand where that shows up from.
Boundary.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, there's some websites.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's not tough. But College of Southern Nevada proudly celebrating their graduating class of 2025 today, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Thomas & Mack. So congratulations, CSN grads.
It's awesome.
Making it happen today. All right, relationship rehab, you ready for this? Man, on the face of it, this is another one of those that I'm telling you, it seems easy. It seems simple. Oh, you just got to talk. You know, literally, it's the you got to talk to.
Yeah.
It's easy until you're the one that's got to make that happen.
True.
My high school friend getting married in September. All the festivities starting to ramp up. This is April in Inspirata, by the way. One of the bridesmaids decided that she cannot afford all of the craziness that the maid of honor is trying to make happen. And just backed out. Just said, I'm out. I can't afford this.
Oui.
The maid of honor has now asked each of us to pay an additional $500 to make up the difference. That's just straight nuts. I offered other alternatives, like we could invite someone else in our friend's place, or we could downsize and just stay here in Vegas. We're all originally from Utah, and we were going to Nashville. That they could stay here in Vegas, get a less expensive place for everybody to stay. My reward for that idea was the maid of honor then tried to uninvite me from the wedding.
Oh, my God.
How? Does that happen? Does the maid of honor have veto power? I mean, like, I get it. You're no longer in the... Isn't that the bride's deal?
Yeah, listen, the maid of honor is, like, very important, but no more important than the actual bride and wouldn't...
Well, so April says, fortunately, the bride herself eventually intervened, but is madness.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk away, and this is what got me, because I was like, well, you guys just need to have an intervention, right?
Yeah.
But is it that simple? And the answer may be yes. I literally don't know.
Yeah.
If I walk away, this is April talking. If I walk away, that obviously lets the maid of honor win.
Oh, here we go.
And blows up a cherished friendship.
Mm-hmm.
A mutiny does the same thing as far as blowing up the friendships.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How would you guys handle this? And again, I'll stipulate, maybe the answer is, look, you know what? You just got to go scorched earth. Whatever happens, happens. Sorry, if they can't handle it, you weren't that good of friends in the first place, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Or is there another way, or is there another way around?
Oh, God.
Right? Yep. Seemed easy enough.
It seems easy, but also the predicament you don't want to get in. Oh, wait. I feel there's one thing that could get in the way that could really blow up the friendship.
I think there's 10 things.
10 things.
You know what
but
I mean?
One,
I, no, I hear you.
Thinking of this one would be the only reason I'd say maybe don't say anything.
No, I'm interested.
Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, or you just let it ride.
Yeah.
Or you just let it ride.
Uh-huh.
Nothing a couple of Bellinis couldn't fix. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a mimosa or three.
Let's just go to brunch.
Maybe. 702-364-9898. We actually have 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening. This John Wick ballerina movie. Why am I so excited? Because I love John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian earlier, he goes, you're an action guy. Yes, I am.
Damn straight.
I just recently discovered the Equalizer movies. Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Basically, Denzel Washington is the Black John Wick. I'll say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after the movies, once you're done with those, then you got the series with Queen Latifah, the Equalizer series. You got some action stuff.
It's all right. Wasn't as good.
Oh, TV, you watched? Oh, okay.
I dipped my toe.
He dabbled.
You dabbled. It's okay. All right. Fair enough.
It's all right.
It's not going to be Ballerina, though, to your point.
No. No. For advanced reserved seat, advanced screening tickets. I love this prize. Mm-hmm. 702-364-98. I just blew my own mind. Which came out first, The Equalizer or John Wick? Is it possible that I said The Equalizer is Black John, or is it possible that John Wick is the white equalizer?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wrap your head around that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Really? Not a ton of takers this morning on the on Relationship Rehab. Well, y'all scared? Or you're stuck in EDC traffic and you don't need extra drama?
Bad.
I get it. Who's on the phone, dude?
Oh, we got Enrique from Silverado Ranch.
So, Enrique, high school friend getting married in September. This came from April in Inspirata, your neighbor. All the festivities starting to ramp up. One of the bridesmaids decided she can't afford all the craziness the maid of honor is trying to make happen and said no thank you. The maid of honor then said, okay, full steam ahead. We're going to Nashville. Everybody's got to kick in an extra $500. Holy, because if that's so, it's $4,000 each? I mean, assuming there's eight?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot to say.
So assuming it's somewhere between $3,000 and $4,000 each for this?
It's expensive to be a bridesmaid.
Yikes. April offered other ideas. The maid of honor, to reward her for her creativity and helpfulness, the maid of honor said, you're out too! Which was weird. Luckily, the bride said, whoa.
Yeah, slow down, babe.
April is not out. April is in. But, so April goes, look, if I walk away, maid of honor wins, and I burn all kinds of bridges. If you organize a mutiny, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, bro, jump in.
You can't force everybody to pay that kind of money if they can't do it, so.
It seems like everybody's on board, whether it's by choice or by force. It seems like everybody's on board up until now it's another $500. So what do you do?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I guess it just depends on how much does this person mean to you, you know? Like, I mean, if you're a bridesmaid, I mean, I've never been a bridesmaid, but if you're a bridesmaid and your friend is that important, I mean, I don't know. You guys just got to work it all out, right? I mean, you guys got to have like a meeting or something between all you guys and really discuss this, you know, the last $500, like.
Yeah, I feel like this is like any gig, though, any job, any friendship. Like if you go into something thinking it's going to cost $2,000 and then you're sitting with the sales guy and he's like, actually, we're going to go ahead and bump it $1,000. You got to still take it. You're like, no, bro, that's not what I agreed to. Sorry. And I've been a bridesmaid. I feel honored when they think of me.
Sure.
I've been a maid of honor. I was the worst. Don't ever hire me again. It was because it's so intense, but I feel like she just needs to tell the bride, like, I didn't agree to this and I genuinely can't afford it. It's so much. That's something that your maid of honor's put on us and we can't do it. Sorry. Like, you can't just be like, surprise, you owe $1,000 now to stand by me.
I will say this. The bride has to know what's going on.
She might not.
Yeah, and
you know what I'm saying? No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
you have to tell. Yeah, you have to tell.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
One way or another, you got to make sure the bride knows. Yeah.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. They should have like a little, you know, at this point, somebody needs to be like, hey, you know, this isn't cool, and exactly what Michaela said, you know, hey, you know, like you're expecting one price, and then last minute, somebody's forcing extra money, and it's kind of like, yo, that's not... You know, that wasn't the plan. That's not the go-to. You guys can't just force that upon everybody. And then if I can't do it, then I just don't get to go. Like, that's not, you know.
And
like, that's no.
You know what? Now that we're saying this out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And listen, so her feelings are going to, this maid of honor, everybody else's feelings are already hurt. So this maid of honor she's... if it's not this, it'll be something else.
Totally.
Right? Unless everybody does exactly as she says.
Yeah, but also it's the bride's responsibility to check her maid of honor, too. Like, yep. That's her homegirl, they're friends, even if they're sisters. Like, it's not her wedding. No girl likes to get bullied. And it's not fair that things have changed. And now this girl feels like their friendship could be on the line if she's like, hey, I can't afford it.
Maid of honor's a tough gig, too.
Yeah, it is.
Maid of honor's a tough gig.
It is.
So maybe she's feeling a little overwhelmed as well. If we're going to try and be nice about this.
Yeah,
if we're not just going to burn the whole building down, you know,
for giving everyone a little slap.
And then again, exactly what you just said, Chuck. At that point, that's why they need to, like, you know, they just all need to get together and sit down and talk about this, you know. Like, unfortunately, someone does need to. I don't know if check the maid of honor so hard, but maybe just like ask her and say, "Hey, are you okay? Do you need help? Are you feeling overwhelmed?" Or, you know, because some of us aren't feeling everything that you're doing, or
I've got it. Why? Do you think I'm not doing a good job?
Yes, that happens.
Why? You know? Have fun at Ballerina. We're gonna grab another call. Hang on one second, Enrique. There definitely needs to be communication. There always does. You know, and that's kind of with this, we always say that's... Yeah, sure. You just gotta talk to him. But, Elizabeth, you got the top down this morning. What's going on, girl?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, so I've actually been in this position. My best friend got married twice. The first time I was not her maid of honor, and her bachelorette party was actually in Nashville. And luckily I had, you know, a new baby, but I could have won. But I just flat out told her, I said, hey, listen, right now I cannot afford it. I am sorry that I cannot be there, but I would rather be at your wedding and get you a nicer gift. The second time around, I was her maid of honor. And when I was planning her bachelorette party, I made sure in my mind, I knew not everybody can afford this. So when I was inviting everybody, I said, listen, if you cannot afford this, it is okay. And I talked to the bride before I did this, and she was completely understandable. A bachelorette party is so much money in itself that not everybody can afford it.
Right.
So if you cannot make it, talk to the bride.
Yeah, but you're the good angel on the one shoulder.
Yeah.
You're the angel on the one shoulder that goes, I understand not everybody can pay for it. But the other one's over here playing Maid of Honorzilla going, this is what we're doing. And it's going to be great. It's the bride's big day and I'm in charge. And this is what
we're talk to the bride.
Okay. But cool. But at some point, so then you have to, what you're saying is you have to sacrifice the maid of honor.
Yeah.
Is really what you have to do. You almost have to sacrifice her. And she's going to be mad at all you bees for going around her, going behind her back.
Well, I'm sorry to say it's not her day. Unfortunately, yes, she is the maid of honor. It's not her day. This is not her party. So she should not have the final say. The bride, yes, it is the bride's party. And if she wants it to be a surprise, that is fine. But you cannot expect every single person, because especially like me, my wedding was not here in Arizona. So every single person had to fly. The people that flew did not give me a gift because their gift to me was coming and showing up.
Totally.
They cannot expect every single person to do that. And if she is going to be that selfish, then yes, I would probably stop talking to her because it's not her day.
See, now Elizabeth showed some
tea. Go ahead, Lizzie.
There
tell
we go.
Girl.
We knew that was coming. We knew it was in there.
We were waiting for you.
We knew it was in there. We knew it was, we were just waiting to have that come out.
Yeah, it's just a warm up a little bit.
So long and short of it, you got to sacrifice this maid of honor.
Yep.
Yeah,
she sacrificed herself.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. She's sacrificing herself.
Yeah.
And then let me just throw something else out there.
Okay.
Okay, so what if the bride's not going along with it? And if she goes, Marcy and I, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talked about this, and this is what we decided.
Well, then you guys can go to your wedding and have a great time. I'm not going.
You guys have fun in Nashville.
Yeah, live it up, girl.
And pay, you guys have a great time.
And you
time.
Have no more bridesmaids, so you can pay $6,000 now.
It's just bad. Here's the one thing I'll say about guys. Guys are like, yeah, is there beers? Okay, cool. Are we going to play golf? Great. Is that it? Because we don't, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
I mean, you might throw in a nice place to stay, but guys, the bachelor party thing is so, honestly, it's so easy.
Uh-huh.
Where are we going to go, guys? And truly, if one guy makes the plans, generally sometimes it might be a little much, but usually everybody kind of goes, yeah, we got it.
Easy.
Yeah, we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
There's nobody's feelings get hurt. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to have a charcuterie board. Dudes never do that. Oh, we were going to have matching t-shirts. We do that. No, that's a lie. We do that.
Yes, okay. You do.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm going to use this for first pick tomorrow. I don't know if we have really time to flesh it all out right now.
Okay.
A hospital in Alabama will not put the baby's name on the birth certificate because they're like, it's ridiculous. But that shouldn't be their choice, should it?
Wait, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
So the mom wants to name the baby. Uh-huh. Here's the quote. They're going to court over it. We picked out a unique name that means a lot to us. Surf Golzy. Surf, oh. Surf goal, zur, no, sorry, Zerf Golzy. Not S, but Z.
Either, it didn't make a difference either way.
XFR. It sounds like I'm just picking letters,
totally.
Doesn't it? XFRGOLSZZZXY.
Okay.
Pronounce it one more time.
Zerf Golzy.
I'm with it.
Of course you are. I knew you would be. I don't know why. I knew you would
because
be.
Because that doesn't sound any more ridiculous than any other name.
No, and I like it. Don't think I'm knocking it. You're stir it up guy today, and I kind of dig it.
I'm not. Is that stirring it up?
Little.
I feel like the hospital's the one stirring it up, saying, oh, we're putting our foot down. Name him Anthony.
In all
like,
honesty. What? Well, you know, okay, but this is where you and I part ways. While, yes, they should be able to do whatever they want, why are you making it a nightmare for your kid?
Truly.
Look, I'm Chet, and that was tough enough. Chalk, Chip, Chad.
Yeah.
Shemp.
Listen, I hear it. Same with Michaela. I think, though.
Oh, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
I was called anything but my name.
And no, Mikala.
Yeah.
Michaela. Michaela.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of it.
At Starbucks gave up the other day and just put, you're awesome. I was like, I get that. Thank you for not even trying.
Go see your doctor and see if Michaela is right for you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock, Monday mornings, Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Are you a fan of Tom Bergeron? Have you met Tom Bergeron?
I did.
No.
But it was so long ago, and all it was, I waved to him.
Oh, okay. So,
as I said that.
What was the situation?
Because they filmed Dancing with the Stars next to the American Idol set.
And back in the day.
And back in the day, we would share like a craft service table. And back in the day, I spent a lot of time there.
Of course.
Because I love snacks.
Yeah, free snacks.
And I was like.
No, it's the best part.
We've talked about it. That's probably why we take the
best
jobs.
Part of showbiz.
To free snacks.
Oh, yeah. No, and I love the people and crew meals. You know what I mean? A lot of times when you do sporting events. And you're the PA announcer, they feed you.
Yeah.
Mostly they're feeding the people who are actually working. But, you know, what are they going to do? Feed everybody else and not feed us?
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they will have these fantastic meals and people complain about it. And it's free. And people complain about it.
Listen,
and it just cracks me up.
Complain about everything.
So I love Tom Bergeron. I've never met Tom Bergeron. I think we might have talked to him on the phone.
I feel like you guys would be pals.
Back in the day. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I can see it.
I
can
see you guys being friends. I would be friends.
I see it.
We have the same quirky.
I know.
We have the same, we love to host stuff.
Yep.
So I love this. Dancing with the Stars didn't want to pay Tom Bergeron anymore. And, you know, because he demanded big dough.
Sure.
And rightfully so.
Yes.
Because I think that show, not so much.
And he's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now this whole thing is punny, just so you know.
Okay.
Full of puns.
Thank you.
Tom Bergeron's finally returning to the dance floor. Actually, make that the ocean floor.
God.
And sometimes you just do it for the headline. Tom is hosting a special for Shark Week coming up.
Uh-huh.
Called?
Shark Week?
No.
Okay.
Part of Shark Week. Is it called Shark Week?
Oh, my God.
It's really funny.
Your face holds that. Well,
I was momentarily disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
Really was. I was momentarily
super sad. I saw it on your face.
Well, and sometimes what's obvious to me is not obvious to everyone else. No, it's called Dancing with the Sharks.
Oh, my God.
And it's exactly,
wait, that's
it's exactly what you think it is, except this is so dumb. Expert divers and their shark partners will perform routines.
Oh, my God.
Wait for it. Devised by a, quote, world-class underwater choreographer.
Stop.
Really?
What? Really?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
This is the dumbest story. This is even dumber than Dancing with the Sharks.
Oh.
From a minute ago.
Good.
Yeah. And it's like Goldilocks, right? This guy in LA, in the area, lived real life Goldilocks in the three bed. Somebody's sleeping in my bed. Came home last Saturday. He'd been away for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Puts the key in the door. Looks inside. The house is, you know, the door's open. The lock is already unlocked. His house has been ransacked.
No.
He's going through the house.
Uh-huh.
Gets to the bedroom. Found a naked guy. Somebody's sleeping in my bed. He calls the cops. They haul the guy off to jail.
Stop.
Right? Then he goes through. The guy, the intruder, apparently ate an entire box of ice cream sandwiches, cooked himself up some veggie burgers, and apparently this guy had bought some gum at Costco.
Yeah.
Because the intruder ate a full box of 60 pieces of gum and then spit it out all in one big wad.
Oh, my God.
The size of a softball.
Wow.
And apparently was taking pride in the place that he had broken into. The intruder also killed a possum on the back patio by using a statue. And, not surprisingly, the homeowner also found little baggies around which did not belong to him, which they're believing contained some sort of drugs.
Drugs? I don't believe it.
No, shocking.
Never.
I know. Beyond belief. the police are still investigating, but I think we've already done the work for them.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Stories about the good old days today. And I got a bunch of them, so we got to go quick.
Let's go.
Most of them are about the good old days. Until the 70s, Insurance companies had vending machines that they put right there at the counter when you go to check in.
Yeah.
Right? They sold life insurance policies that you, just in case, you were like, well, I don't know.
No way.
Right? Can you imagine? Where does your head have to go? Like, yeah, you know, I might not make it. So.
Yeah, thanks for this.
Thank God this is here.
Phew.
Back in the day, the first two seasons of the Flintstones, sponsored by Winston Cigarettes, commercials that aired during the show with Fred and Barney and Wilma and Betty just sitting around smoking cigarettes.
Not for these little kids. I wonder why they're smokers.
I can't. Yeah, but I think back in the day, at the start, I think the Flintstones was primetime.
Oh.
I think it was on at like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, so it was like kind of for grown-ups.
Kind of. But also, we knew better. We knew better. It wasn't like, hey, Fred Flintstone smokes, so I'm going to smoke. Now, if you were inclined to smoke anyway, then Fred did it, so I'm going to be cool like Fred. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But most of the time, you knew better.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't... Oh, Fred Flintstone. Oh, I need a cigarette.
You got to do it now.
Mark Twain. Ready for this? Mark Twain was born just after Halley's Comet. Very famous comet of all the comets. Probably the most famous of the comets. Mark Twain was born just after Halley's Comet was visible in 1835. The very next time that Halley's Comet was visible, 75 years later, in 1910, Mark Twain died the next day.
Weird.
Born just after it was first visible, died the day after it was visible again.
Creepy.
You know what? Mind is blown. I'm leaving it at that.
Let's go.
Let's bounce because I have to go prepare. It's the magic of variety tonight at the Composer's Room. If you do not have your tickets yet, there may be some available, but I'm not sure.
That's going to be so fun.
It's going to be great. Matt King, who I love. Doug Lefty Lefrovich, who I also love and who always supports at Toy Drive.
I met him this year. He loves you.
And I love him back. Mike Hammer, Mondre, Joan Decor, all great magicians.
Yeah.
Gabriella Versace is going to sing.
Love her.
My buddy Fielding West, who used to pal around with Lance Burton back in the day, he's going to perform. I'm going to host this whole thing, and we're going to raise a bunch of money to buy adaptive bikes for disabled kids who can't afford them.
Incredible.
And it's kind of what we do at Variety, the children's charity. So tonight at the Composer's Room, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
You can follow me at Instagram and on TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. New episodes of Unlikely are out now, available via YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, and you can listen to it on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll be at Fountain Blue. We're doing the after party little lounge area for the American Music Awards. So it'll be a good time. And
holy,
I think it'll be fun.
I can hardly wait to find out who shows up at that.
I know. I'm kind of nervous.
And let me go back to this thing, too. If you do want tickets for the magic of variety, show starts at 7 tonight. Doors at 5:30. And we've got food. We'll have food for you. Or,
yep.
You know, hors d'oeuvres and whatnot for free. And a cash bar.
Oh, yeah, I'd be
there. So, yeah, why not? And then if you need tickets, Variety SN, Variety Southern Nevada, VarietySN.org. Okay? So hopefully I'll see you tonight, P1s. But if not, we'll all meet back here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chep Buchanan Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.